Hi guys, it's been a long time. I know that every of my episodes I kind of like always apologize and be like, oh I'm sorry, I promise. I'm always promising. Not my fault, you know, life happens sometimes. Life happens and you have to do what you have to do. So I hope you guys do not get tired. So I'm saying that I am sorry. I apologize. My apologies for not being consistent with my podcast. It's not like I don't have topics or I don't have things to talk about. I have quite a lot of things to talk about, but the time, the commitment, and you know, it got to a point where it was overwhelming. I wasn't having as much listens as I want. But I hope this time is going to be better because I'm going to be inviting people and I'm also going to be sharing real life experiences. So before I get so deep, let me introduce myself again. I am Oluwatomisi Adedotun, aka Arike Omoba. Of late, or let me say recently, I've gotten a new addition to my name, so it's not just Arike Omoba anymore, it's now Arike Omoba of the UK. Yeah, I know you're cheering me. That's it. No autographs, please. Okay, thank you guys. Today I'll be talking about this thing I want to talk about is a serious thing. Very serious and heartbreaking thing, and it's funny at the same time because anytime I think about it, I just burst into laughter. So I'll be talking about my experience moving to the UK, and you know, I'll be talking about how I moved from my aunt's place, who was staying in Birmingham, to my school. My school is in Chelmsford, Essex, and that's Birmingham to Chelmsford is 5 hours by train. I think it's about 3 hours 50 minutes by car. And of course, if you want to trek, you can trek too. There's always the option of trekking on Google Map. Just that you're going to spend 24 days before you get to where you're going. But that's on a lighter note. Yeah, I was, you know, enjoying myself in Birmingham. I was eating all the food I wanted. My auntie really spoiled me as per new UK babe. Now, welcome. We want you to be very comfortable. So I was very comfortable. Anytime I want to go shopping, my aunt will say, we are up into the car. Let me take you shopping. So there was nothing I was bothered about. I wasn't even bothered about anything. I was just eating and sleeping and waking up. Now, school was supposed to resume. I'm supposed to resume my accommodation. And you know, I had 2 bags. So I asked my aunt how I was going to get to school, and then she was like, oh, I'll have to take a train, because of course she can't drive 3 hours, she has a job and stuff. I say, okay, I'm going to take a train. So I felt like it's train now, you just enter and then oh Lord, my God. You know what, moving on to my story, I was like, it's just a train. I mean, how bad can it be? And what was the worst thing that can happen? My brothers and sisters, the worst thing happened. The worst thing actually happened, because I was asking myself, what's the worst thing that happened that can happen? So I booked my train ticket. I was excited. I mean, I'm going to be in an actual train, not the Tutu Keke that we are entering from Ibadan to Lagos in Nigeria. If only I knew that our Tutu Keke in Nigeria is better than this one I'm about to enter. So, you know, I tried to understand what the train was like, but I was, you know, I'm new here. I didn't understand the signs and symbols of things. I didn't understand what it represented and stuff like that. So I just wanted to do the flow. My auntie took me to Sand and Dudley in Birmingham, where I took my first train. So we left early in the morning because my train was for 7 o'clock. So we left around, I think, like 5:30 to 6, just so I'll be settled and I won't have issues. So my aunt was telling me about the route I'll be taking, and then she was like, oh, you're going to be going to London Euston from Sand and Dudley. Don't carry your 2 boxes because that place is always crowded. That place is the ghetto. In my mind, I'm like, how bad can it be? She said, me, shall listen to me and take my word for it. Carry only 1 bag. I said, okay, no problem. I carried my biggest bag. Instead of me to just carry the small one, I shall carry the bag. Took the train. I had to wait for the train because I was quite early. I waited for the train, and you know, I took the first train, and you had the opportunity to actually book the space you wanted to sit. I booked space. I didn't know that I booked nonsense space. The place I booked, my box could not enter, and there was nowhere to put my box. But before I could even sit there, someone was sitting there. I felt like, okay, oh, no, we are not even following this thing. I didn't know that the people that were sitting there were going to highlight in the next thing. Train station. So they stopped at the next train station, and you know, they came down. And then the actual owner of the seat where I was comfortable with my bag came, and then the person was like, oh, excuse me, you own my seat. I'm like, oh, sorry about that. Someone has taken my seat as well. Only for me to look left and see that the person that took my seat has already gone. To move there, I moved though. I sat at the edge. There was nobody at the other side because at the edge I could see comfortably with my bags and stuff. Then another person came and said, oh, sorry, I'm supposed to be on the seat. I'm like, hope everything's all right, all of you. I couldn't push my bag way inside, and I didn't know if I could put my bag just anywhere because security issues. I'm coming from a country where you can carry your bag and just run away. I had to beg that one that, okay, please, can you sit inside? And I'll sit at the edge since we're both on the same seat. And then she was like, oh, it's fine, no problem. That's how I sat down. But I was very uncomfortable because I couldn't place my leg well because I had to put my bag in between my legs so that I don't block movement and everything. That's part one. After that happened, you know, I felt like, what was the worst thing that could happen? And then I got to London Euston. Oh, the silence was intentional. Because that was where the problem started from. All of us literally alighted at London Euston. And then everyone was on fast pace. Everyone was moving. Bam, 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 bam. I'm like, who is chasing these people? Don't forget that it was rush hour because the train I entered from Sandley and Dudley or something. I can't remember the name exactly, but I remember Dudley. Was for 1 hour 40 minutes and my train was for 7. If you calculate that, that means I will land where I'm going to, or I'll get to my train station at 8:40, and work resumes at 9 a.m. So it was rush hour. Everyone was like, fast way. But when you see the people running too, they were running. I'm like, why are you people running? Me, I was there dragging box, looking for my next train. I didn't know the train I was supposed to enter. I went round, went to ask a particular train officer. The man said, oh, you're supposed to go to this place. The train you're supposed to take is not here. It has to be. I was now trying to understand my train tickets, but nothing was written on it. It was just a one-way train ticket, so it didn't have the information it's supposed to have. I mean, I knew that after I took train another time. I knew that it was supposed to have a particular information. So, I went up the stairs And I asked one of the security officers that, excuse me, I'm supposed to take a train from here going to Chelmsford, but I'm lost. And the man laughed because obviously he was also Nigerian that has stayed here for quite a while. And then he laughed and said, oh, you'll be fine. I'm like, oh, please. And then he explained that, oh, okay, so there are platforms. So you have to locate platform. So. So go left, don't right. This one. Hey. Maybe they would have made an announcement on the TV that there was a lost Nigerian in London Euston. Because you see the turn right, turn left. I turned everything. I didn't know where I was going. Trying to locate the platforms. Oh God, there were so many platforms. Really confusing ones. And I was supposed to go underground. I did not know the platform that was leading me there. I saw the underground sign. Okay, this is underground. Going straight into that platform. And the funny thing is, the way you enter is not the way you come out, because it's one way. So you have to go that way if you want to go out the place. And I'm like, God, how did I put myself in this place? I was going up and down the escalator. I don't want you guys to miss the point that I said I was dragging a box. Going up and down the escalator. I went up and down the escalator like 4 times just because I was trying to locate the particular platform. Finally, I asked someone else, and the person was like, oh, it's not this way, you have to go back down. Yeah, oh God. I looked for tears that day. I didn't find, because I don't know, for some weird reason, I didn't find the tears. And then I finally found the underground where I was supposed to take the train. Now, which train am I supposed to enter? I didn't know. And when I got there, I had to ask again. See, when Yoruba, my people, when they say that Abirio no Kinshino, they were right. Because I can't count the number of times I actually asked people for the way. Because I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how to go about it. Underground trains are the absolute worst. The real ghetto. Jesus. The first train came and it was filled up. I'm like, nah, there's no way you're telling me I'm supposed to hop on this train. There's supposed to be another one that will come. This one is just filled. When the train stopped and the doors opened, I saw people jumping inside. Jumping inside this full train. Me with my box. I said, no, I can't. I was still out talking. Two trains went in front of me like this. I have not seen one train to enter because I was forming. I'm like, you see, the third one came. I just knew that I had to go because I had to meet the train for 9:40, and I've done all the rebranding, and it was 9:20 at this point I'm talking about. I was supposed to go to Liverpool Street. Then from Liverpool Street, I'll get the train that is going to Chelmsford. Finally, yo, my people, I hopped on this train. It was full. I was standing with my box. I didn't know I was supposed to hold on to something because I didn't know the train went. Really, all those rickety, rickety, rickety trains. Oh God! See, the moment the train moved, me and my box, we almost found ourselves on the floor. Oh. I couldn't cry. I just said, you know what? Do this. So I got to my destination just about time, but immediately I got there, I asked the man that, okay, this is where I'm going. The man described again, and yet another platform location. Guys, I had to locate. Oh God, I was like, God, I'm scared. I'm really scared. Well, how do I know the platform I'm going to? It took me another 10 minutes to actually locate my platform. I got to the platform I was going to at exactly 9:40, and my train moves at 9:40. I started running with my box. When I got there, I asked another security officer that I'm supposed to enter a train going to Chelmsford. The man said, ah, you're just coming. Ah, the train. My mind, I'm like, you see this English that you're speaking, it's not even, I'm not even in the mood for it. So you have to wait for the next exit waking. The next one will be coming by. He's taking waiting. Next one will be coming. I had an appointment in school by 11. Guys, lo and behold, a man said I should try. I tried. I got there. I asked the lady that was supposed to help me in, and then she was like, "Oh, I think that train already left." Why would you think the train already left? Do you know I was praying to God that train would stick? You think my God doesn't answer prayers? You are joking. She now said I should meet the next person. I mean, oh, the train is there. I serve a God who never fails. I serve a God. And then I entered at least a more comfortable train. Very comfortable, in fact. I could put my bag anywhere I liked. We were only few. In the section I was sitting, we were just three. Even though those ones didn't even allow me sleep because we're just noisemakers. And then I felt calm for a while. I was okay. I was alright. We landed. Why am I using land? You see, guys. Whatever. We landed. We got to where we're going. We got to the train station. Chelmsford train station. And then I checked my map. I saw that my school was just 12 minutes away from the train station. I was like, 12 minutes? That's if I'm trekking. And I tried means no bad. I tried Uber, there was no Uber service. Bolt, no Bolt service. Ah, where I'm coming from, we have all these services now. I said, you know what? We move. Because I didn't know how to use their buses. We move, let's trek. I asked one man, please, I'm going to Angariskin University. The man described the road. I said, okay, well, meanwhile, it's a straight route. I started going. Hey, Gineke. I thought my problem had already ended, so I felt relaxed. Say, okay, let me just trek this trek. Lo and behold, my box decided to show me shaggy. And then the tire of the box broke. I just saw that my movement was getting slowed down. Why am I struggling with this box? I need to find out that my tire broke. I was devastated. Stopped for a minute and I just wanted to scream my lungs out and just be like, what is going on? What did I do wrong today? I dragged the box like that too, spoiling the road of UK with my broken tire. I was exhausted. Finally, I got to school. And then, you know, all welcoming and stuff. Oh, you can put your bag here. Go and get your keys. The keys to your room and everything. I got the keys to my room. Started dragging my bag again. I told the lady that I'll be a bit slow because she was trying to lead me to where I was. So she met a particular SU representative and said, please, lead her to her room. This lady led me to a room. I got to the room. I saw that it was upstairs. And I had to carry my box and I was tired. I had to carry the box again upstairs. Tried to use the key to open, it wasn't opening. I was like, why is it not opening? I'm like, even this is not even my room number, so what am I doing here? And I asked the lady I met there, I was already thinking she has found roommates. Excuse me, I'm going to this room and this flat, this place. They say, oh, you're in the wrong place.
Something's wrong with all of you.
Only for me to find the lady and tell her that I went to the wrong place. And then the lady was like, I don't think so. I think they gave you the wrong keys. She now called her colleague and said, oh, maybe my colleague should follow. Her colleague should follow me back to the building. I said, eh? I said, I'm like this. I can't go back to that building. She was not like, oh. The colleague now said, oh, let me see the flat number. Are you postgraduate? I said yes. Said, oh, I'm so sorry. Eh? What are you saying? The lady was like, oh my God. I thought you were an undergrad. That's why I took you to that side. Ah. If it's not that, the Lord dwells in me. I'm supposed to slap you. Why didn't you just ask me that? Am I undergrad? Why did you just assume? Because of my stature. Am I that tiny? Like, I looked at myself from here to put, am I that tiny? Finally, shower, I got to my room. My room was upstairs again. It was this lady that carried the box. Because the way she was even looking at me, the way I was looking at her, she was the one that dragged the box to the room and carried. carried it upstairs to where my room was. She was like, I'm so sorry. In my mind, I wanted to really give her a piece of my mind, but I'm like, it's okay, no problem. Finally got to the room, only to find out that it's like they made the room for cockroaches, because how am I supposed to stay in this tiny space? But that one is even gist for another day, because I can't even give you two gists in one. So you guys should look out for my next podcast. That's if it's about this, because we're going to be moving back to talking about our mental health. This one stressed my mental health too. That's why I entered this podcast, because my mental health was stressed. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I just want to give you people some more advice that when you go to another man's country, another man's land, try to be reading in advance, so that you make sure that theory is not the same as practical. So it's not as if I don't read before when I saw the practical, then I knew that life is divided into what? Into two. So guys, thank you for listening. I'll catch you guys another time, and I promise I'll be more consistent. See you guys. Take care, and do not forget the new name, Arike Omoba of UK. Whoop 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 whoop. Bye guys.